Hello, welcome to the Stephen Tries Podcast, Series 2, Episode 39.
Wow.
39.
Yeah. Today, I'm joined by Ryan Locke.
Hey.
He just clapped himself in the eye. Can't get rid of him.
Oh, can't get out.
What?
Pardon?
Just winking.
Are you saying you're trapped in...
No. There's something in my eye.
Oh.
What's up with
dust.
You?
Just a bit of dust or...
What are you? Are you upset? You're crying.
He's having a Tracy Beaker moment.
All right.
Flick some water in your eye.
That's okay. I think it's gone.
Are you used to do that to me?
All right, it's gone. Thank you, Joe. Thank you.
I don't think you'd ever get picked.
For what?
In the dumping ground.
Oh, yeah. No.
Well, he doesn't need to because his mum's a superstar and she'll come pick him up.
Yeah. Shags him.
Sorry.
I'm also joined by Joe McGrath.
Joe.
And see Jimmy G.
Howdy.
He's served his ban, and he's back.
I'm not on ban.
Max is now on his ban. He's in the corner.
Oh, boo!
Do I say something, Max?
Boo, Kaki.
Oh, it's a classic.
It's not a classic. Cameron, what have you been up to?
I'm working.
Yeah.
Working an awful lot.
Is it an awful lot or a good lot?
It just happens to you, you know. You just sort of sit there and let it happen, let the work happen.
Done?
No, why do they look good?
What? They look bigger.
Do they?
Out of it, yeah. They're quite shiny, aren't they?
I was looking at them as you were talking as well.
Really?
Yeah.
I've unlocked a new level of sexiness just by being myself.
Thank you, Jesus, for the constant upgrades.
Did you put anything on them?
No, just your ma.
Your mum now, mate.
Hey!
I wouldn't go near her.
Yeah, not far.
Is that more offensive?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry. Ryan, what have you been doing?
I've just been very busy at TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
No, it's not a brand new
No, it's not. No.
You told me something interesting the other day.
Yes, and because I've been so busy, I wanted to leave. So I was looking at jobs, and I saw this, there was this Salford Theatre Company doing a production of Aladdin.
No,
and applied for the genie, auditioned for the genie.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, will you just read and sing for Aladdin? So I did Aladdin, sung a whole new world.
You sang a whole new world?
Yeah, a little bit.
And then, a little bit now.
It was okay. No, maybe one day.
It's a new whole world.
Anyway, I got it yesterday.
You got Aladdin?
Out. Yeah.
You're Aladdin! Bits.
Turned it down this morning.
What?
I didn't want to do it. It was in schools again.
Oh.
And it's like three
That's
weeks.
Not Broadway. It's
3 weeks and...
Northwest End.
You got Aladdin.
Yeah, but I didn't want Aladdin.
I could just imagine him covered in blue paint dressed as the genie and never to sing Aladdin.
It wouldn't come off.
Knowing Ryan, he'd turn up on stage with three fellas with big fucking steel drums dressed in blue.
When are you going to do All New World? Phrases. So you're not being Aladdin?
No, I turned it down just because I didn't... I don't know, I didn't want to miss out on the podcast, you know.
You're not in it for the next 10 weeks.
Could you put...
Yeah, but I wouldn't miss...
Could you put a bit of Aladdin on for us, like, on the podcast?
Maybe one day.
A bit of it on.
Like our own Christmas panto. Mm.
That's just something you do in your own time and you pay Ryan for it.
Maybe.
50
maybe.
Quid.
Don't, oh, God, don't do that. Look at him.
I'll do it here.
What's his other hand doing?
Just resting.
Sure.
Loves
still
Aladdin.
Wet.
Right.
Eggie.
Shit.
Joe, I forgot. I need to ask you. Oh, sorry, Ken. Go on.
Can you not give us like just a couple of lines from Aladdin that you remember?
I don't remember any of the
what
lines.
What
should
you do?
I can only remember the song, but I don't remember the song.
It's fine, Ryan. Don't be peer pressured.
Go on.
I'll just break out into song at some point.
Okay.
I'm fully convinced that when you turned up, the casting directors looked suspiciously like maybe Steve with. Long hair and glasses.
Imagine.
And then maybe there was a janitor at the back in full Gymshark attire.
I thought of a joke, Matt. Grimshark. Well, that'll be an insult one day.
Yeah. Grimshark. Oh, I'll have to tell you.
Scary shark.
I found a film called Sharks of the Corn, and Max would fucking love it. It's like 1.4 stars out of 10 on IMDb. and it's all these like country hicks in this like little small town.
Do you know what? We don't hear about cinema and shit like that. This is a fun podcast.
I'm not saying about this one scene. It's like this guy getting arrested.
Joe, you've been DJing at the Trafford Centre. Tell us about it, please. It was interesting. I want to know what happened.
I DJed in the food court.
You were hungover, weren't you?
We were hungover to absolutely well hungover, and it was an 8-hour set. Food court.
8 hours.
Right, 8 hours set.
And you only prepared 1 hour. You know what's coming now.
And because I've been doing some stuff for Radio Manchester, which is a local BBC station.
They've let you back in the radio?
They have let me.
What?
Fingers crossed, I've done anything wrong this time. I have to do some training about...
About time, yeah.
Yeah, and one of them is about
this is
like,
the on switch for the mics.
One of them is about security passwords and stuff like that, and what happens with fraud. Right. So I was when I was doing my DJing, I thought I'd just do that at the same time, because I just put like a little playlist of like tunes together.
I love when Calvin Harris does that. Yeah. Sometimes PPI.
Yeah, yeah, but
you know that's wrong.
But then what I didn't realise
is that Janet still an old.
Put your hands in the air if you can do my taxes.
Just using the old music to DJ.
But then I didn't realise. I landed on a page and I started reading, but below it was a video that automatically started playing, right. And I didn't have my that on my on mute. So then across the traffic center, it was like fraud, and like
all you could hear was
how to set your BBC password. And when people queuing for Nando's were all looking at me, I was like, shit. But like, it was so long. It was it was
8 hours is a very long time.
So long. Yeah. And I don't think I had 8 hours worth of music, so everyone got the same songs again.
Well, no one's in there apart from the staff for 8 hours.
No one knows.
But they all know.
Who's in Spudgelike for, you know?
Spudgelike. Awful. What a bad cue for Spudgelike. James Martin stuck over it. Do you know that?
Never really something I'd go for.
No, I think only reason people were going for it because it was the slowest queue in the Trafford Centre. Mm. The KFC...
The slowest queue. That intentionally.
I want to wait more from the DJ.
The quickest
queue. 5 minutes
sorry.
More. They'll make it read his password out loud. Promise you. We can actually BB stay here.
He's playing the man's game, Dad. Come on, listen to this one. Get ready for the drop.
Yeah, it's the quickest queue. No one was there. But yeah, Jefferson, they booked me for any shopping centre DJs.
Absolutely. I finished the Netflix series. All done. Whee! All finished. Got a little bit of whiplash.
Oh, really?
Got it 3 times over. Max was there for that one.
Whiplash?
Did you get whiplash, Max?
Just by Stephen's incredible performance.
Nice. He's blown back, yeah.
Blown back.
Yeah, definitely got whiplash. So I couldn't.
How
couldn't
quick were you going?
Very quick. You'll see it one day.
Yeah, it like crashed.
It was for an explosions episode. That's right. All I can say. Mm-hmm. This is a bit of a film trivia, like. Yeah. The stunt performer, one of them was Charles Jarman. I looked at his IMDb and it said The Dark Knight. I was like, ooh. So I went to him, hey Charles, what did you do in The Dark Knight? And he said, you know the disappearing pencil trick?
Yeah.
I was the guy Heath Ledger.
No
smashes
way.
Into the table. That's yeah.
pretty cool, isn't it?
He turns up with his eye patch on set. I suffer for my art.
He just hit a little rubber on the end.
HB his forehead.
And he said he got knocked out 3 times by
him. Heath Ledger doing that.
Yeah.
Which seemed like he really got
knocked him unconscious because he was getting slammed into a table and it took 2 days to film.
Shit.
Oh, you're on.
Shit.
Wow. Yeah.
Did he mention what Heath Ledger was like? Did he say?
He said he broke character when he knocked him out the first time because he was like, oh, oh crumbs.
Yeah,
very impressive. I went, that's cute, mate. I was on the lab Bible.
Yeah.
Yep. Except for it wasn't the pencil that disappeared, it was my career.
No, I think two episodes right now, but we loved the first one. First one's out on fire.
Second episode isn't out.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah. What are you pressuring?
By the time this goes out,
oh, once a month. Every Friday.
The next one, it might be every other one.
Oh.
So bi-monthly. That one's good when you see what I do. Sunday, I did. It was called The Last Dance, and it was Have a Words. Dan Nightingale was doing his last ever Beat the Frog.
Annabelle told me you were doing that. Yeah.
So I said I'd do it, and then I said actually I won't because I've got no stand up, and then. On the day, I thought, oh, I could do it. So I wrote a roast of Dan, who was there, obviously. And I got through the 5 minutes. If you don't know Beat the Frog, basically you have 5 minutes to try and get through, and three members of the audience have a red card. If they don't like you, stick the red card up. All three, you're off, baby. So you just have to last the five. I had about, when I ran through it, I had 2 minutes of material, so I was like, I'm not going to last. Somehow got, I ran out, went through all my jokes, and then I went, so we've got time for, and I said, Dan, did I mention you're fat? And then the time went off, I was like, oh, thank God. I made it through amazingly, but still so nervous.
It was very funny. I think the, and then after you did it, there was like a section of like proper comics.
Wow.
No. It's like,
wow.
And like not one of them did the 5 minutes after stay.
Nando's new comedian.
All got buzzed off after stay. Yeah, all got buzzed off after stay.
Don't follow me. That's many a stranger. Yeah. Anyway, we went out afterwards. If you've never been out with Joe, I'll just do an impression of it.
Jaeger bombs.
Fucking
idiots. Yeah, but I wanted a Jaeger bomb.
I didn't.
Yeah, I'm
giving you yours.
Up. Like, yeah, you gotta give me two.
The trick there is take a pencil out of you because you know what to do now.
Just fancy my neck.
What happened? You had too many Jaeger bombs, Joe.
You're fucking joking. Don't play pool with Jaeger bombs inside you. I was so bad.
Yeah, opposed to your usual athletic performance.
I'm really good at
pool. Where are you putting
them?
No. Fucking hell. I can't sit down.
I'm bad on my legs.
Shouting Jaeger bombs going, oh, that to different men.
I said bombs. Jaeger bombs. Fucking hell. Oh, I love a Jaeger bomb.
Terrible. I also did, whilst I was in London last week, I did the What's Good podcast. And that's with Randolph and Mini Mint, if you don't know them. And they have this whole office space in London. Very big. And they had a really cool set, and I was like, wow, this is it. You know, it's not some weird fucking library that we have. Joe, free leave it books, alone. Sorry. God, I don't trust you. But that was fun.
What did you chat about?
A lot of different stuff. But when they asked me these spontaneous questions, I had nothing. It was like, what's the most interesting fact, you know? Well, I just said honey badgers and didn't finish it. Honey badgers are weird, though, aren't they? Yeah. Yeah, a bit like you, Ryan. Anyway... So the other day I was charging these camera batteries and I put my hand away and I knocked over this Betty Boop statue, little figurine that belonged to a member of Zoe's family, and she'd sort of inherited it, you know, kinky family. And it fell off the side and it smashed. I was like, oh, shit. Shitty buggers. And I was thinking, what's the worst thing you've broken?
I, when I was first, you know, getting down with it sexually. You know, when I was...
If only Labradors could take out injunctions, we'd never know what's coming here.
You know, it can be awkward in the first moments, can't it?
Yeah.
What didn't happen?
Because you have to let them sniff your hand first.
Hey, we're on now. And I remember, you know, moving around, fumbling around. With a you know, with a lady,
right?
And
a bitch.
As I'm trying to keep it,
You said lady of the tramp.
He said champ joke.
Champ.
You go, mate.
As I'm trying to keep it cool, I accidentally kick my. I've got a framed United poster in like United shirt from 2008, where Tevez has signed it and all that. Ronaldo, do you know,
won
the double. So it's hanging.
That's not the detail we want, mate.
And what I've done is I've tried to keep it like sexy. You know, I'm only 17.
Stone.
very close to the truth. I think it might be 18 now. And what I've done is I've accidentally got down the bed to sort of get something, and then I've smashed my foot through the glass that sort of protects the shirt. Cuts on my leg now as well. Moment's ruined. It was one of our first, like, sort of, you know, nights together, and I've just sort of ruined everything.
Yeah.
Glass all over the bed.
I mean, you say she can't have been a fussy woman.
Sorry, Spud, you didn't like that.
That is one of the worst things I've broke.
Here's Robbie Williams.
yes, I broke that.
Can I get a rewind?
Ryan?
I think, for me, when I was younger, my brother spent ages making all these he was obsessed with Lego.
Yeah.
And he built all this Lego stuff, and it was only on like a small table. And I just booted the table by accident.
Your mum.
And
fuck off.
It all just fuck's sake.
Hang away with fucking
But it went everywhere, and he was crying, and you know, I felt quite bad.
How old is he?
I don't know.
He's 40
years younger than me. I don't know what age I was, but I remember feeling really guilty.
Yeah. Was it an accident?
It was an accident.
There you go.
It was an accident. But he made like his whole house. It might have been Bionicles, actually.
Did you do the same with Tom's Christmas Village and he was crying?
Bring that back for 2021, hopefully.
Yeah, I think he already has. Yeah, he really has.
Usually late September he starts making the snow out of cotton.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
What about you, Cam?
We're on holiday. Me, my mum, sister, and my dad. I think my nan and granddad were there as well. We'd already had trouble on this holiday because I was a very fussy eater, and one night just decided to have a peach, and my dad was like kicking off, like saying about, you know, there's all this food to eat. Have something else.
And
I've just had a peach. So then my dad got really pissed off and like walked off. My granddad went after him. And my uncle's mate that was there, because my granddad's called James, went, look, it's James and the giant peach. So we're all, you know, it all kicked off before. He had this hard drive.
Oh, wow.
And it had loads of films he'd downloaded that were like... not dirty.
Dirty films.
Not dirty, Max. They were like, you know, blockbuster films. There was like thousands of films on there. So we'd just plug it in to the telly in the room and watch all these films. It was his birthday this one day, and me and my sister were fighting. And we smashed this hard drive. Oh. It fell off. So this 40-year-old man on his birthday comes into the room, just goes... And he see his heart break, and me and my sister were like, oh, we're sorry, Dad, we're sorry. And he went, and just walked off and left the room. And my mum was like, you've ruined his birthday.
This is the same day as the peach.
No, this is a couple of days after the peach. Right. So we just got over that hurdle. Oh. And yeah, it was like three holidays after that. He next spoke to me and my sister for 3 years after we were just in silence.
Fart,
Joe. I'm just doing a little lean to get close.
No, you're up to something.
I'm not up to something.
Behave. Sorry, Ka.
It's all right, the story's finished now, but I did feel really bad for that as well, doing that. But it was an accident.
That feeling is horrible.
Yeah, in your heart.
Yeah. It's now time for a juicy, lovely little ad read.
Yeah.
Get ready for this. Ho, 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 gentlemen. The holidays came early here at Manscaped, the leading men's hygiene brand. Ooh, hygiene now.
Oh, so not...
Not just your pubes. Manscaped just launched new products, including their all-new ultra-premium body wash and a 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. Nice. It's time to give yourself the gift of beautiful skin, hair and balls this holiday season.
Change.
Go to manscaped.com and use code STP for 20% off and free shipping. Hold on to your hats. Could say helmets, that would have been sexy and more applicable to this. You're circumcised, aren't you?
No.
I swear you are.
My dad is.
Oh.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know that?
I don't know, my dad's circumcised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember growing up, I was like, oh.
I broke his foreskin.
It's a good job you like United, Dad. Can we try again tomorrow? He'll have to take me to A&E, I'm full of glass.
It's time to leave your significant other some cookies and milk at the bottom of your chimney. I'm talking about the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Inside the Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature lawnmower. This electric trimmer has proprietary advanced skin-safe technology to reduce cuts on your nuts. There you go,
hey,
Joe.
Yeah. Where were you 6 or 8, 9 years ago?
It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Wouldn't you love that, Ryan? You know, Christmas Eve, having your shower, shaving your pubes, thinking, when I wear nothing else but my dressing gown tomorrow morning, my parents are going to see my cock and be impressed.
Damn right.
Yeah.
If they're going to see my cock, they might as well be impressed.
Your brother won't be crying that time. He'll go, hey, bro, smooth sack. They also just launched their new 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. Get on this, yeah. With benefits that include hydrating, nourishing, conditioning the scalp, and strengthening your hair at the same time.
Wow.
Pardon me. Tis the season to load up on Manscaped products. So get yourself, your dad, your brother, and friends the best gift of all, the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code STB at manscaped.com. Clean up your nuts and make Santa proud this year. What is these final lines?
Santa's the expert on sacks, isn't he? So
yeah.
Anyone's going to know, it's going to be him.
It's now time for some news.
News.
Crazy. David Perry. He locked a terrorist in his cab before a bomb went off outside Liverpool Women's Hospital.
Legend.
Well done, David.
Have you seen the video?
I have. It's crazy, that.
It's crazy over
it. It does look like something from Four Lions, though. Because it's a big explosion, but it's sort of contained in the car, isn't it? It's very weird. Because I've seen cab drivers when, you know, people are about to throw up.
They
lose the shit. Yeah. They've got no composure. He's found someone who's going to detonate a bomb. He's
locked them in.
That's mad. Yeah.
Well, I read in the comments underneath that if he's an Evertonian, he's been through worse. I read that and thought, there you go. He gets out and he just seems unfazed and walks off.
If he's a Liverpool fan, he's been through worse because they don't spend enough. Am I right, guys?
It's going to be a crazy time for him. Hopefully it comes through.
It's going to be a crazy time, Joe. You don't say. Just about the fucking terrorist attack. Yeah. It's going to be a mad time for him.
You'd think innumerable lives there. Say if anything goes wrong in that women's hospital, like they have a power cut or something, think of all the lives that could have been lost because people can't do the essential jobs.
You've got to be so careful around pregnancy and all that.
Oh my God, what a stupid
fucking terrorist, yeah? Mm.
But what a hero Mr. Perry is.
Well done, Perry.
Well done, Perry.
I doubt the terrorist had paid. You know?
Oh, maybe that's why.
Especially in black cabs, you don't pay before.
Maybe that's why
you
locked him in.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you take all the cards,
you fucking what?
The UK is set to go to war with Russia.
Brilliant.
Here's my question. If we all went to war, who would be the last to get picked?
For war?
Yeah.
It's not like five-a-side.
They're not just pouring a strike team to take down Hezbollah and Khabib. We'd go... Yeah, it's Joe, isn't it?
No, I'm pretty good. You're fucking useless. I'm pretty good. Let's just say...
What theme tune are we putting on for the spy mission?
You are the clumsiest person ever. You are killing at least five people.
Yeah, the enemy.
On their own... No. I'd kill you instantly.
Straight away.
Do you know, they'd say Stephen saved millions of lives by shooting Joe McGrath in the head.
Ryan'd be shit.
I'd be alright.
You'd be shit. You get so annoyed by other people. Oh.
Wasn't I a brave boy?
So brave.
See? I just got on with it.
Yeah, he's done.
I was doing stunts.
It was...
Can I just, you know, in films where they see like a sniper glare?
Yeah.
Just be Ryan's fault.
See, he died. So, yeah. Sniper's dream.
Just as fucking Aladdin. It's a hung
bang.
Shut up! It's now time for a segment which may not work because it's out in the corner.
Max's football round.
Yeah, it's Max's football roundup. Last week we spoke about Norwich and Aston Villa losing the managers. Max, who did you say would take over?
Romeo and Brooklyn Beckham.
They didn't, and it was Steven Gerrard and Dean Smith. You got that wrong.
Max's football round.
That was a bloody good segment. This one's even better.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Except it's not loony, it's Locky. It's Ryan Locke, celebrity gossip.
Get him, Locke. Yeah,
what?
So Kourtney Kardashian straddled and smooched her fiancé Travis Barker while pals cheered them on in a very raunchy PDA session. Tell me more, Ryan.
Oh, it's crazy, isn't it?
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
I want to start a new segment, which obviously we can't do this week because I've just started it. But I've seen other segments go, if you've met any footballers, tell us about that. Boring. I want to hear any celebrity encounters you've had. I'd love to know. I think we discussed it on the podcast, you know, people we've met for the Fame podcast. But if you viewers at home have any interesting celebrity encounters, I'd love to hear it. If you can beat Dave meeting Warwick Davis on holiday, that would be the dream, please. I guarantee Dave went over with his armbands. But you want to use these, mate? Take you down the deep end. So, that'll be a new segment. And hopefully it'll... Yeah, don't just make stuff up. Don't be like, wanked off Dean Gaffney or something.
Dean Spaffney?
Where you at? Yeah.
Well done, Lou.
You have, though. That would be a good story.
Yeah.
I fingered him. I want some reliable sauce. Max, give me a sauce.
Sriracha.
Done it before, dickhead.
Worcestershire.
Done it before.
Am I?
Stupid knobhead. Oh, I've got one for this, he says. Pathetic. You're fired.
Mayo.
No, forget it.
Garlic.
Teriyaki.
Done it. Does no one listen to this podcast? Well, no, we don't, but...
What about...
You got another sauce?
Green tomato.
What the... Stupid. Just give us a proper sauce.
Mustard.
Done it. Come on.
Come on, we've done mustard.
There's lots of different kinds
fucking
of mustard.
Fucking hell. Brown.
Handy.
Creamy. Oh, stupid bellend.
Not your band.
No,
you're
you don't.
A band.
You don't passed, ever tell it? Me what goes on band. In the podcast.
You said three words then.
It's my favourite.
We've done our bit. I'm the last one to go, and I did it.
So what?
You're banned for the rest of the year now. No more reliable sauce. Yeah.
And cranberry's coming up as well.
Can you no, actually eat white sauce on anything other than just
lasagna?
It's
lasagna,
pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just stick so it.
It's
in,
one of the lays in lasagna.
Well, I heard a tosh that is it.
Yeah, you stupid prick. Stupid
it's
fucking Gymshark,
you know.
Prick.
I like white sauce.
Anyway, that was reliable sauce. Really good fun there.
Best segment is.
It was good. You know, we did it properly. Handy.
Handy. Oh, white sauce handy.
Yes.
I meant that.
Is that why you two set that up?
Yeah.
That's good. That's a real producer, Joe. Producer or something. Ooh.
Producing
white sauce. Sauce.
Max was looking for something to do, looked down at his hands and went...
It would be weird if he started one.
Let's slag off a podcast.
Yeah, get him, Steve!
Bruh, this is the What's Good podcast.
Not that podcast.
Said that.
Did you? When did you say it?
No, forget fact. Forget this. Forget
what
this.
What's great?
Did that this Pictures podcast is getting it again. Stupid. I had to make your thumbnail because it was so shit, Joe. Let's have a glare on it. Let's put a glare effect so we can't see Max.
I just thank you for making the thumbnail.
I do my bit.
That means you're part of the podcast.
Cam didn't
now.
Thank me for it.
I didn't know you'd
sent
done
it to
so.
You. Sent it to you. Messaged it and sent it to you.
You sent it to me.
Yeah.
Did you?
Do you know what? I wasn't going to do this, Cam. I wasn't going to do this, but...
I'm
going to fucking expose you.
<It's quite laughs>
This happened this week.
Yeah, all right.
Hey, Cam. I just saw your message saying something happened during that picture podcast.
I wasn't really going to say this, but I need to get it off my conscience because I've been reliving it.
Yeah, go on.
When we said, like, oh, cheers, Max, that's everything, he started going, no, no, like in a baby voice going, no, no, senpai.
Sorry, who did?
Adam Brown.
What? He seems so professional.
And then he put his hands to his eyes in, like, a crying motion, but like, where, where? There's a problem there.
Yeah, that's not ideal.
Biggest fucking problem is the fool. And then he said something worse then. The fool.
Who?
Joe.
Oh, God, what's he done now?
He kept saying about big titties, big titties.
Well, I told you not to wear that vest.
And then he, like, spat at the camera.
Yeah, he does that when he's horny.
I think I might need therapy for it.
I don't blame you. What's Joe doing now?
He's crying into his airbrush.
Well, he's certainly not using that as a comb, is he? Oh, how are you feeling about it all?
You know, you live, you learn. You learn you must have been a war criminal in a past life.
Oh, come on, mate, it can't be that bad.
They're shite! They're fucking shite!
Hey, why are you saying that?
You know, spineless, gutless, chuck them in the bin.
Oh, that's a shame. What are you going to do now?
I'm going to put me first.
Yeah, you have to, I guess. What will you say to Joe?
Get your sarong on and fuck off to Benidorm, you fat shite!
I'm going to fuck off to Benidorm.
I can't believe you exposed me. I thought that was our private
sorry.
Moment.
Well, you know, I was just going to let it slide, but I thought Joe had to know. We need some talking points. Max, holler at your boy.
What is your own personal heaven?
Okay, what is heaven?
I'd say like a spa, you know, with maybe a roller coaster in it.
Wow.
Yeah. Fair. Yeah,
well,
yeah,
a
yeah.
Spa is nice because it's an escape from the stress of daily life. If you were just constantly at the spa, it'd get boring.
And you'd run out of towels. Think of the pile of towels by the end of the day.
There is a washing machine.
Yeah.
Are you doing the washing?
No, there's going to be people there.
Who?
Who?
I'll do
Who's
the washing.
Paying them?
Then?
Good.
That doesn't sound like heaven to me if you're just doing washing.
So, yeah, I just will.
Did you do my washing as well,
please? I'd do a jacuzzi. Next day, I'd see how long I spend.
So one day is the jacuzzi.
Yeah, well, because if you're there for eternity, you don't have to get bored, do you? So you'd probably test yourself.
You have a rotor.
Thank God you got the roller coaster, though.
Yeah, yeah. So now
everyone's relaxing the spa, then you hear Joe. Whoa!
Yeah, the Blackpool big one as well.
Yeah. So your idea of heaven is for you to have a jacuzzi by the Blackpool big one.
Yes, please. And a steam room. Yeah.
Yeah, because you need to swap.
But not the steam room. Not the steam rooms in Germany, because you're not allowed your discotheques on in there. As I learnt the hard way, I had to go in nude.
Oh, I thought you meant you were DJing.
Yeah, it said
steam room.
I was like,
no, it said no discotheques when we went there. And
did you worry about getting an erection?
I don't know. Because it's just full of...
Hello, I'm the Blackpool big one. Nice to meet you.
Derobed, but I had a little towel around me.
Yeah?
It was like one of those little towels, and I'm a big man, so you kind of could see.
Oh,
bits and... I spent a bit in... So no Germany rules, just English rules.
English rules. English rules.
Okay, so that's your idea of heaven.
Please.
Cam?
See, I think... With heaven, there's an episode of The Twilight Zone where there's a guy and he ends up, they sell him like, you're dead, and he's a criminal. And he goes to heaven, and while he's there, he goes and robs a bank, and it's dead easy. And then he goes and he goes gambling, and he wins every time. And then by the end of it, he's like so bored, and everything he loves doing, there's no fun to it or anything. So the guy who... you think is an angel, turns out to be the devil, and he's like, this is actually hell.
Oh.
And he's saying the thing about what makes heaven or the things you enjoy so good is that you need things that are happening that are bad so you can differentiate.
Lies.
Say if
everything is good, then the small things would really piss you off.
If your favourite food was steak, and then you only ever ate, and then you start your whole life only ever eating steak, after a week, you'd fucking hate steak.
And also, if there was one that was slightly not how you wanted it, you'd be like, that's a terrible steak and therefore a terrible meal.
I think you're getting past it. We're in heaven here, guys.
You can't have the light without the dark. If everything's light all the time, you wouldn't be able to tell it's
light.
Your heaven would just be life.
Always be happy.
This is the thing, I don't think there really is a heaven. You know, you've got to make your own heaven with the people you love and, you know, the things you enjoy doing.
I'd have a chocolate fountain in porn stars.
That sounds about right to me.
Hey, bitch, give me some flumps over here.
Just cut to me with a male porn star with chocolate on his knob.
Oh, crumbs. Why didn't I specify the eternity of this? This chocolate's slightly less nice than a chocolate I had the other week.
Can I have chocolate fountain in mine as well, please?
No, because there's too much steam. It'll break.
What was yours, Ryan?
Just loved ones. Maybe a big room where I could watch loads of films.
A big room?
Maybe a cinema.
Your idea of heaven is a big room.
Why don't you go to the cinema with your parents? That seems to be what you're after here.
I don't
love a big room.
It's a big room.
Is it empty?
Maybe, yeah. No, it's got, like, I could do it.
You could what?
I could do whatever I wanted it.
Yeah. And did I ever tell you the time I took Ryan to a sports hall?
Yeah, he fucking jizzed himself.
What? It's a big room.
See him in Tesco, Tesco Extra, just
every time.
It's a hard one. Like, because I'm happy the way things are. Like, I can't, like... A heaven, I guess, would just be maybe I would get to do loads of all the things I like.
Yeah. Be in big rooms?
So, yeah, I get in this big room, I can, you know, watch my films, do whatever I want.
What is do whatever you want?
Just thing, I don't know, cook, eat.
You're going to cook in the same room?
Is there any windows in this big room?
Look, it's my heaven, right?
Yeah, we're trying to get to the
bottom. And then I could go outside and then I could, you know, it'll be in the mountains somewhere, so I'll just go for a walk.
Well, how big's this room?
It's big, though.
Big, man. It's a house, basically.
I was thinking bigger.
I was thinking bigger.
I was thinking, like, at least a hangar size space.
It's cozy, isn't it?
It's going to be a cozy big room.
Would you want to do, like, some big acting jobs as well? Because it's your heaven, that.
No.
He's already said he's got rolls coming out of his ears. He's like a baker with too much dough.
Yeah. Maybe.
Could the big room be a stage?
I can show you the world.
Oh, shut up.
that I'll be doing in my big room.
Yeah. Sounds like your heaven's just being a genie, mate, in a bottle.
Maybe.
You're made for this role. It's a big room. Know, you want to go out sometime, someone gives you a rub, you fly out, you don't give them three wishes. Can you give them three wishes?
Three hand jobs.
I don't know why I said that.
When they
say you have a genie that would give you a hand job only three times?
What would your heaven be?
What do you keep saying that?
Definitely just pushing Joe off a cliff.
Just over and over.
Oh, just killing him in different ways.
No, that's not nice.
It would be for me. He's my heaven, mate.
Small heaven, yeah.
Yeah.
Drowning you in a spa.
Yes, Ryan. Sorry, just getting one of the towels and just strangling him.
In my head, I've got that Cure song, just like heaven, that's really like peppy and upbeat.
And it's just you, like, strangling Joe and killing him. Like,
it's me putting a lion's mane on his head and just pushing him towards a giraffe.
Show me how you do that.
Boot him.
Oh. Pushing him towards a giraffe. Just winding up a giraffe and seeing Joe
Booty.
Pushing him into a German spa with his discotheques on. And then you see all the calamity inside.
My heaven, I like... just a big festival. Yeah. There's loads of toilets, they still have to queue.
Oh.
Loads of nice food and drinks. That'd be good. Yeah.
Who's headlining?
Whoever I want, mate. Not you, you fucking idiot.
I'll do an 8-hour set. I won't mind DJing between the acts.
All the acts just go straight on after each other. There's no time for you to stumble up on stage.
We'll get a
spudgy knock over the
stall.
Microphone and just crack your head on the floor.
Get a spudgy like stall and he can do the music
McFly
for that.
Plays.
You laughing?
No.
Keep him busy. Out the way. And then at the end of the day, you can set fire to it.
Next question.
And then you do it all again the next day.
If you could take credit for any piece of art, what would it be?
Ooh.
You get all the benefits for making the art as well.
Great.
Got no idea.
What's the Mount Rushmore?
It's not really art.
It's Mount Rushmore.
It is art.
It's propaganda, if it's anything.
I'd say it's
art. Oh, here
art.
He is. Okay, no. Another history podcast, are we?
Saying, you know.
Why is it propaganda?
Well, you go to it and have a propaganda at it, don't you?
Yay! See that, Ryan? That's called a joke.
Yeah, okay,
yeah. Mate.
You're welcome.
just check. It would be good to say you just
chiseled a mountain. Oh, it's not by your house. Imagine that in heaven. Open up the big window and you just see him.
It's like Joe at Jackass. This is the world's biggest bukkake.
He likes it.
Because it's big faces, isn't it? Of course, yeah. You get it. Yeah, yeah.
Just as soon as you mentioned Joe Wank, can I feel sick?
And then that's the mountain you push him up after. It's like the end of North.
I don't think any of you are taking my answer seriously to this question.
What did you
Mount
say,
Rushmore?
Sorry?
Mount Rushmore, please.
Yeah, but how much money does that make?
No, yeah, but I'm not just there for the money.
Right.
It's just a big mountain, isn't it? And you say you've chiseled that. Wow. Right.
No one's going to believe you, did
it? I'd probably do like a celebrity. I could get on I'm a Celeb.
So, based on that?
Based on... You go, what,
so, would you keep the same four people or would you make a new Mount Rushmore with four different faces?
I'd go with... We had a really nice gardener when I was growing up. It was like...
Didn't you say there was a paedophile that was a gardener?
No, that was a guy with guns. Park. He was looking after the birds.
Definitely the same person.
There you go. You know there's the picture of the tennis player?
You can't
and
call
she's
them birds
got,
anymore,
like, half a bum out. And everyone in the uni house or whatever of a certain age would go to HMV and buy this poster.
Tom had it.
There you go. So you know at least one person
I said,
paid
Tom,
for that.
Tom, you're 45.
Art.
Turn it down. You took that picture.
If you can get
black
royalties,
and white when you had it.
Sorry. It's got colour on. If you get royalties from that photo,
then
I'd take credit for that. But only if you can get the royalties for it, because then you can't just sell one piece of art, can you?
What I'd do is I'd go for the Banksy one that when it sold at the auction, it shredded.
Oh, yeah.
Because then they sold it again, the shredded version, and the first one I think sold for around 1 million something, and then the shredded version sold for 30 million.
Wow.
Ooh. Yeah.
That is big money, that.
That is. Ryan, what would...
I mean, it'd be any piece of art for some money, but if I could actually, like, steal... I'd just be, you know, when you go to the beach and see those blokes or people...
Fuck off.
Just making sand sculptures.
Well,
I'd just be one of them.
That's a good skill
to have. There's only one you can claim.
Great sculpture. You ever seen the Sunday dog in there?
That's real. Like, you know, I'm never gonna see the Mona Lisa.
Beaching witness.
Outside the Nationwide. I did that. That's me.
Yeah.
You fucking idiot.
It's quite good though. I like.
Don't they sell those for like 10 quid?
Be waiting to see someone doing one of them, and then Ryan comes and like spears him. Like, this was mine, you fucking dude. I spent 3 years making this, you fucker.
One of those sandy dogs.
Joe just buys it.
He'll do nice.
He'll do nice.
Hole in the back end of it with his head.
It's the Rushmore.
I don't know. I don't know if I want that. And you go,
oh, fuck me.
Then any crabs in this sand, because there will be in a minute.
Tell you what, this tail will be wagging.
Before, I didn't deserve a clap.
I was making sound effects.
Oh, right. No, if I can shag it sounds,
it's not
what it
sounds,
is it? It's a clap.
Oh, I don't know.
They're like,
what? You Terminator cock.
Jägerbomb. Jägerbomb.
Oh, Nelly.
Welcome to Dog's Thrust.
How have we never thought of that before?
That's good.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sorry, it'd be a start.
I've done anything.
Try before you burn.
What did we get from him?
To me.
Oh,
oh, guys, it's everyone's favourite segment. Hit him with it, y'all.
Stephen lies. Stephen sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
So, this week on Stephen Lies, it is Joe McGrath. Cam, you missed last week when the item that was brought in had dog hairs all over it. Guess whose that was?
No, one dog hair inside.
Several.
One.
You not be manscaping it. Ooh, kinky.
It's like some Luther shit and some Sherlock stuff.
Yeah, it's me, mate.
See it and then see the dog here. You can't get one over on this fella.
Okay, Detective McGrath, I'm taking this very, very seriously.
Yeah? Got your shirt buttoned all the way to the top.
Yeah. I'm leaning to waterboard.
Ooh.
Watch out.
Yeah?
Why do you think I brought this?
I really have no idea.
You forgot the
rope and
make up for all the sweat
in the chair.
Cam, what is that to you?
I was given...
Oh, for the listeners at home, sorry, Joe, this is a podcast. We have a little toy reindeer. Very cute. Down, Joe needs to go.
Can we all have a bit of respect?
Right, it's got four legs and it's already been stuffed, so you won't want it.
Cam, what is this to you?
I was given that by an old lady at an Everton game.
Steve, what is this to you?
This is something I got from a Santa's grotto. Pretty bad.
Ryan?
It's a sex toy I nicked from your room.
Yes,
No, it's not. It's a Christmas decoration that I bought from a shop.
That's fucking boring, isn't it?
That is fucking boring.
Right, what shop?
Well, the actual
what
story. I can't remember what it was called.
What do you mean you can't remember what it was called?
So, full story, is that what you're asking?
Yeah, no.
Basically,
what shop?
Can you stop buying time, please?
We were in Salford Quays, and we went into the shop, and basically, I was chatting the way to Erin, and I turned round, and on the shelf level was this reindeer, and I just burst out laughing in the shop.
Yeah.
Let's see how that looks. Ready?
Yeah.
Wow. Erin, Erin, have a look at this.
It's got wonky eyes.
And I looked, and it wasn't Erin. It was this older lady.
Yeah.
So then you bought
laughing
that.
At
then
this.
You bought that.
And we were both laughing. I think it was like a fiver.
Okay. In Salford Quays.
Yeah.
So were you actually ever talking to Erin, or was it always this old lady?
I was, and then when I turned around and started laughing at that, and then it was this elderly lady. And we were both laughing at it for a bit, and I was like, sorry. You had to be there, really. It was very funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
Yeah.
Stee.
Yeah,
what's this again? Sorry.
This is something I got from a Christmas grotto.
Okay, where was the grotto?
John Lewis in Liverpool.
So, in Liverpool, John Lewis, there was a Santa in there?
Santa's grotto on one of the floors. It was me, my dad, and my sister many years ago. I must have been 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
The queue was massive.
Yeah.
It took, God, I'd say at least an hour to get there.
An hour?
It's a long queue in John Lewis. And you can't do anything else apart from look down this alley. It's a bit like an airport, you know, when you're getting to the bottom.
Was he a good sonner? Did you believe him?
Yeah, he was really good.
Wow, fair play.
Well, hey.
Cam?
Mm-hmm.
What's this again, sorry?
I was giving it by an old lady at an Everton game.
Okay. What was the game?
It was a Christmas game against Leicester. And
should this be a donkey if it was the Everton game? I'll say it again, but I won't stumble.
Little donkey.
Well, I say Leicester now. It might have actually been Wolverhampton. You forget. Anyway, that was a Christmas game. And a couple of the fan groups were saying it would be a nice idea for people to bring in like Christmas ornaments and stuff. So you could go to the game and then do a little swap. And then you'd always remember you had a nice little ornament from a game, a little souvenir.
Seamus Coleman's an ornament the way he stands still, am I right? Yeah.
Fucking have Ronaldo in his pocket in the Ireland game the other day, Ireland versus Portugal, so what are you going to do?
Must be when he puts blue on then.
Must be when he puts blue on.
Right, you're not paying attention.
Sorry, go on. So the fan group said it'd be nice for people to start swapping ornaments, and that's a nice idea. So I got a little...
Both of them did.
I got a little elf with like small club. Everton on. He had a little Everton hat, little blue Everton hat and this. And I took that, and then I was sat next to this old lady and her son, or grandson it'd be. And we were talking throughout the whole game, and towards the end of the game...
You should be watching the football, mate.
Yeah. Well, it's boring, though, the football with Everton on.
At least they lose 5-0.
I don't need to tell you this part of the story, don't you know. But towards the end of the game, we were like, and started hugging. And then we kissed on the lips, me and this old lady. Her grandson looked at me like... Because he thought, you know, I was pinching his nan. And I was on a bum. Anyway, in the end, we swapped. I was like, I've done this thing. And she was like, I've done this thing. So we swapped, and she got a little Everton elf. She actually gave me this Everton unbranded thingy-bob.
She's got a red nose.
So just quickly again, what year was yours? What year was this happened?
It would have been 2004.
Get off!
Touch it. 2004. I don't like you touching it.
Right, when was yours?
2021, a couple of weeks ago.
2021! It happened a couple of weeks ago. That's a load of shit. It was not right in 2021.
What? 2015, I reckon.
Okay. You're lying. I think you're lying as well.
I think I'm lying.
I fucking did you with taking it off you, didn't I? I fucking did you with that. Have it, Ryan.
Yeah!
Oh, should you?
It was so ridiculous. I bought a Christmas decoration 2 weeks ago.
Such a shit story.
He doesn't even like Everton.
I've been learning waterboarding.
Waterboarding because you're stupid and boring and stuff like that.
Well, it's my first time. Everton as well. It's my first time.
Is it?
Nearly.
Is that what you said when you kicked your Man United poster? where were we? Oh, viewers most embarrassing.
Jersey story.
Moment. Yeah? You're going to join in. Get it right. Said your dad during the orgy. a bit weird, though, isn't he, Ryan, the way he shags his parents?
Yeah.
Love to know from you.
Yeah. Here we go. I've added a load of these, and I was laughing away because I thought they were great. Are we ready, guys?
Yeah.
This one is from Kimmy Jimmel. Great name.
Kimmy Jimmel.
Please keep anonymous. Your name's Kimmy Jimmel. It's not real, is it? It says official Kimmy Jimmel. was out early for lunch for some reason in year 5 with just me and my mate. We'll call him Henry. So we were the only two in the playground with a couple of dinner ladies somewhat nearby before the rest of the school came out for lunch. My friend then decides to walk up to a large thick pole in the middle of a small brick hut in the back corner of the playground and starts dry humping it for about 3 seconds because that was the humour at the time, I guess. Still is, it seems. Turned around and looked up at the window to see the whole class and teacher watching what we were doing from the window.
God.
He looked away in embarrassment and I keeled over in laughter. Still occasionally bring it up to him to this day, 7 years later. We both have the same reaction. Cheers, keep up. That's good. That's great. Imagine what was that teacher doing? Just slowly clapping. Just throwing notes at the window. Class dismissed.
Everyone's laughing but the teacher. Everyone goes home. The teacher walks up to the pole. We've had this before, you slut. You know you work for me.
Thank you very much, Kimmy Gemmell. We've got a load more, but I'm going to search. Should we draw one more?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, okay. One more.
When I was in year six, a girl joined my school that back then I thought was very attractive. So I thought it would be a great idea to spit in my hand and slick my head back to try and woo her. For some reason, I didn't stop doing this. By the end of the lesson, I was impressed with myself as I thought she would have found me irresistible. But when I went to the bathroom after the lesson, I realised that my hair was drenched in my spit. And what a fool I must have made myself.
And a bit goggy, a bit of phlegm in there as well.
Thank you, Jack.
Bit of green phlegm.
We've all been there.
Phlegmy.
I remember when I tried to walk like Danny Zuko once. What a fucking idiot.
I got told I walked like a duck.
I don't remember. He could in primary school. So I wanted to be like him.
I did that phase, yeah. I think
the
I was
girl I fancied used to stab me with pencils and I just let her do it.
Like a year. It wasn't until Heath Ledger did it to me. Finally came full circle.
He introduced himself as Heath.
My mum was like, oh, she must fancy her. And I was like, oh, well, I'll tell her to stop then. And then every day she's like, prick. Fuck up.
It's time for the Battle of the Behemoths.
Yeah. Ooh.
It's Ryan's crying versus Joe's woes.
Ready for it.
Whoa. Round two.
Ready for it.
Last week, Ryan took the dub. He's undefeated in these one-on-ones. Well, you lost to him in your shit. Yeah. Sorry, guys. Who wants to go? Joe, do you want to go first this time? No, well, you are doing, all right? Don't you ever fucking backtalk.
I don't like going first.
You're going first.
That was my thing.
Good one, Ryan. Can you...
Meta. McDonald's chicken nuggets, right? Yeah. Bloody lovely. I'm vegetarian. I can't eat them.
Yes!
Thank you.
It's a great one.
That's why you're number one, man.
Yeah. Fuck, I don't know. It's good.
I do miss chicken nuggets as well.
You don't need a lad, and he can wait for any role he wants.
Yeah. Just have him.
Unless it's a handbag.
Just eat him.
Any role he wants, handbag.
Man's got morals.
Like
myself.
Like
my own.
I'm upset that I can't wear hats.
Why? You should.
No,
you really
it makes
should.
My head look massive.
It looks massive anyway, Joe.
No.
Why didn't your top button up?
It's always been up since the start of the pod.
Yeah, but it makes your head look lollipop. Massive. if the stick was massive as well.
Like a Chupa Chups.
Because I don't like it.
Chupa Chups. This is great.
The Chupa Chups.
It still looks big.
No, it looks better now.
No,
it does look better now.
You think that this being undone?
You look more relaxed.
Automatically have a small head.
You look more relaxed.
It looks better.
You don't want to be relaxed. You want to be on edge.
It looks like air's actually getting to your head.
Your
head is changing colour.
I can't wear hats.
Changing from strawberry.
Which hats would you like to wear?
I'd like to wear a beanie. I'd like to wear
you're not wearing a beanie.
I'd like to wear like a football cap, whatever people say. And now and again, why not a little top hat?
Right, it'd have to be a big top hat for your fatter. I think a beanie.
Cut that.
A beanie wouldn't work.
What's he doing? He just went.
Ryan.
It's actually quite similar. It's sunglasses. No, sunglasses don't suit me.
No, it's because you buy really cheap ones that are wonky anyway.
Sunglasses don't suit me.
You'd suit square ones because you've got a
sunglasses
triangle
shape. Suit pretty much everyone, don't they?
Yeah, you've got to get the shape that suits your head shape. So you've got like a triangle head, so you need square ones.
Triangle head.
I'm not kidding. That's like you get like heart shaped heads and square heads and all sorts of shaped heads, circular
eggheads.
Heads. So then if you get a triangle head, I think it's like the square ones.
Dickheads.
That suit you.
I've never seen triangle head. Glasses.
I'm just saying, sunglasses. You know.
You want to try this time?
Joe's getting the point there, okay? Because you just latched onto whatever he says, mate.
It's cost anyway. Fair enough.
Desperation.
It wasn't...
Final one each, Cam. It's come down to 1-1.
I don't like when the hot water tap is too hot. Chill it out, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm aware of hot water, yeah.
When you try and wash your hands, you put your soap on, fucking hell.
What about the cold?
And then you try and put the cold on as well. So if you've got two separate taps, you're dancing between two.
Do you know what annoys me is when the hot tap goes like... And it goes back up straight away.
What annoys me is when you're trying to wash your hands and you remember you're supposed to be impersonating Michael Jackson. Go,
come on. Just at the massive house.
He didn't wear hats.
I forgot to take your glove off.
He definitely wore a hat. That's what I mean.
All right. Okay.
Hot top.
This is, you know what? I'm going to say Joe's yeah, probably close to scoring a point here. Is this going to be Ryan's first defeat? Find out next week. Oh, go on, Ryan.
People that don't drink after a cheers. So, you know, when you have cheers.
Yeah.
Some people just put it down straight away.
Who's ever done that?
I've done
some
it.
Some people do it.
Have you?
People do it all the time.
An empty like glass. Stevie,
people do it all the time.
People just, you know, somebody will cheers at a random point. I'm thinking, I've been drinking anyway. Piss off.
That'll be one of them where now you've mentioned it, I'll notice it.
I'd never have.
Why does it bother you?
Yeah. I don't know, because it's like it's not finished. It's like you're not really cheersing me then.
They will drink later.
Just bit rude,
control isn't it? People's
true.
Lives, aren't you?
It's more just being part of the group, you know. Cheers.
Yeah,
cheers.
Yeah.
It's like
cheers
going now? Shaking someone's hand.
No, no, it's all right now. Not
cheers, me new cheers. If I said cheers
I've
now.
I've not got anything.
Cam, I'm leaning towards Joe for this one. Don't know about you. Hot taps.
Yeah, that literally happened to me like half an hour ago, so yeah, I'm dead.
You're so shit, mate.
Feels, yeah. Wow.
If you'd have physically
feels
reacted to all those stimuli with more of this, you'd have ran away with that.
Really?
You blew a really big lead at the start there.
What?
Get out, you loser.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
Again?
You fucking loser.
Yeah.
Go on.
God, I've really embarrassed myself now.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, yeah.
How can this get worse?
Oh, God.
Goodness. Who's this?
The agility of this stranger.
Hello.
What's happened?
Hey there.
Oh, hello.
How we doing?
I'm okay, thank
really
you.
Well.
Who are you?
Woohoo.
Do you want to check
wow.
In?
My name's Ronnie Bottom.
It's not really.
Yep, my name's Ronnie Bottom.
Ronnie Bottom.
Here for one night only, one day only.
Right. Which is it?
Tuesday.
One minute only if you can't fucking get a move on.
One night only. Ronnie Bottom.
Ronnie Bottom, mate.
Here all day.
Is it? Oh, so not. Ronnie, what are you doing here?
Yoo-hoo. I'm here. Woohoo. To convince Cam.
You can't just get rude and go back and do an English accent, I don't believe. I don't know you that well, Ronnie. Mr. Bottom.
Yeah, Ronnie, you sound very familiar. What are you supposed to. Where's that voice from?
I'm here to convince Cam to stop telling long and boring stories. Prescott Nonce, we call him.
Wow.
Shimona.
Wow. Takes on to no one, Ronnie.
Wow.
Ronnie, I see you've got a. Is that a sheriff's hat, police hat?
Yes, yes.
Are you part of the police force?
I'm part of a special group called Smooth Criminal Squad.
Yes. Is Billie Jean on the force?
Yeah.
So
what
are
we talking
podcast
about?
Police.
Podcast police, yep. I'm here to stop you from telling shit stories.
Wow.
Well, problem is, Ronnie, not
boring
every story can be a thriller.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true.
That's good.
Yeah, well done, mate.
I've been watching a lot of stories of yours.
Yeah.
And they're just so boring.
Oh, God.
I would rather listen to this man here.
That says
really?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, not him.
God. No, actually, I take that back. But they are pretty boring.
Yeah.
Go on, beat it, Joe.
And Cam,
I was wondering if we could do some maybe some exercises, some games we could play.
It's a shame Max isn't here because he fucking loves Gymshark and exercises, mate.
Yeah.
Too much these days.
Okay, you fire away, help me out.
So, what did you do this? What did you have for breakfast?
Cornflakes.
Orange. Now that's pretty boring.
Yeah.
Boring.
How would you spice it up? If it was me, I'd maybe put, you know, sugar in there.
Could I ask a question, please?
Sugar's not a spice.
Ronnie Bottom. Mm-hmm. If something was really boring, how would you make it interesting?
I would try to just maybe lie, make the story sound better.
Okay, do that then.
So what do you have for breakfast, Ronnie?
So
it was, what did you have for breakfast, Ronnie?
I had I was a Trek bar.
What?
A Trek bar. That's exciting. Because what I actually had was Cocoa Pops and milk. But a Trek bar is more exciting.
I think
because
Cocoa Pops is more
interesting.
What's
a Trek bar?
Fuck off. Get out.
You fuck off.
There you go for a Trek.
Yeah.
I'll send it to you.
Keep going on about Cam's long and boring stories.
Yeah, so back to that.
Boring.
It's not that you're not funny, because you're a very funny man.
Oh, thanks.
It's just some of these stories are terrible, really long.
How many minutes should I try and keep them to?
You want to try and keep it to 1 minute, 1 minute 30.
I was thinking more like a Jackson 5.
Hey! I think he's been very entertaining. I'd say he's been the most entertaining for the past 5 minutes.
Probably. Can't argue with that.
Oh.
Come on.
Yeah, why don't we delve into your life, Ronnie Bottom?
Yeah, please.
What makes you part of the the podcast police?
Podcast. What makes me part of the podcast police? I listen to a lot of podcasts with a lot of friends, but we listen
a lot.
What are
your friends
called? Like a lot.
What are your friends? Your friends?
Jermaine.
Ready, bum.
You could do a podcast about four people with four different accents. Yeah.
And we watched.
Did you audition for the film Split?
We listen to podcasts all the time. All the time. All the time. Like millions of times. We make up. Like I said, we listen to loads of podcasts all the time.
Yeah, you've said that.
And
is that Michael Jackson's catchphrase?
Oh,
wow.
It's just some
Thank
sort
you.
Of with all of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
well,
thank you very
especially,
much.
Especially, Cam, just the long stories, that's all.
Long stories.
That's why I'm here. I'm just here to have a good time and sort you out.
So what is your three main bits of advice to help Cam with the stories?
Just keep it short, right? Yeah. If you think it's funny, it's probably not.
Okay.
So just keep it short.
Despite me told you're a funny man several times.
Listen to what Stephen says.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Ronnie. Yeah. Finally.
He drives this ship, sails the ship.
Yeah.
Sinking,
Ronnie, I love your outfit, you know.
Yeah, you're welcome, babe.
What are you wearing on your legs?
Nothing.
Are they not Billie Jean's?
Since you've been here, Cam's made a lot of jokes and sort of sat there like a plum.
I'm going to go now.
Okay, whatever. I've already made the beat it joke, so I can't do that again.
Going to go get with some Liberian girl. Liberian girl.
Liberian girl?
Librarian?
Not making me
Bye, Ronnie.
Oh, no.
Legend.
Fucking hell.
I saw Gymshark pay this one the big one.
Oh,
good.
Sorry about that, guys.
Interesting
really
chat.
Really need to lock the door in future.
Yeah.
Just, you know, get
something in front of it.
It's time for the second instalment of the Green Party.
Hammy Whammy G tells you how it's gonna be.
Fuck me. Totally calling Cammy Whammy.
Good that, yeah.
Wham, wham, wham.
Top 10 moment.
Order. Thank you, everyone.
We should do that in TGI.
Ha, 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 ha. Stop building those fucking sand dogs.
Right.
And stop breaking them down with your ball sack.
Right. Thank you so much, everyone who's sent me your policies. They're mostly all fucking fucking mental. So, Carlos Camish.
Great friend of the podcast.
They say my policy would be every time someone passes their driving test, someone else should have their license taken off them.
Oh, that's interesting.
I think that's a bloody good idea, that,
so
Carlos.
So there's not, you know, think of the congestion.
Yeah.
Although if Tom passes, I'm not going to give him my license.
True. Who gets chosen at random?
Well, that's the thing. So I think they should take it off old folk.
Yeah.
That'd be the most sensible way.
What if it's an old person who lives out in the country and, you know, they're by themselves?
The walk will do them some good.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it'd be more fun if every time someone passes a driving test, it randomly selects someone else and they have to have a race. And whoever wins the race, they get the license.
Oh, nice.
So you could get a letter through the post saying you have to have a race around, I don't know, a track.
Like Squid Games, but
where is the race?
Whoever loses, they lose the license.
My car's an automatic, so it's easier for me. I just have to put up my foot.
Yeah, but you'd have just passed your test. You'd be against someone with experience and technical ability.
Shit,
proper techers.
Did you pass first time, Joe?
Yes.
Well done.
I reckon my car could beat Joe's car though.
I reckon your car would beat my car.
I don't think so, man.
It's very quick to 30, and then after that, it stops.
That'd be
you'd be surprised. You reckon? So what, we're passing this one? Passing Carlos's law?
No.
Shit rule.
You think it's shit? So you have to have a race?
You worked so hard to pass your test.
Yeah, but then, you know...
Take it away from you.
Yeah, but then you have to have a race, so you know if you're being chased or something, you'd be rapid. Yeah. That'd be an Andy against the world against the Russians. Go on, Max.
It's very against poor people who can't afford iron cars.
Yeah, and I thought you were like
Yeah, good, fuck them.
Good, fuck them. The green bar is really checking.
Yeah, I know. Wow.
Diesel engines.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
If I knew I had the ability to outrun all of them all the time, I'd insult them all the fucking time. I'd pass them... Chuck shit at them. They run after me. Come back here. Come back. Fucking. Give them one of them.
You've got the gavel. You've got the power.
Passed. Congratulations, Carlos.
Well, because that's passed, we need to lose one from the previous. Little joke there.
I like it.
Pedro has got a quick one saying, a day of the week where restaurants, supermarkets, wherever, only sell vegetarian, vegan food like Taco Tuesday, but nationwide. He says he's not British, so I think he just wants this to happen to punish all of us. I think that's a terrible idea.
Well, Meat Free Mondays is Paul McCartney's thing, isn't it?
Have you seen the video?
Isn't it Stella McCartney?
Is it?
No, have you seen the Paul McCartney one? Where he stands and goes, meatfreemondays.com, you can do it right now, please.
It's brilliant. And Ringo in the back with a triangle.
For ages he goes, meatfreemondays.com, meatfreemondays.com,
meatfreemondays.com. I don't think it's a bad idea. Because then the meat eaters will have to eat something.
Yeah,
and they got
but then,
if it's a bad.
If you ever see, like, if there's any good vegan food, it sells out instantly because, greedy vegans, as they're known. I need this. And they'll just take it. So,
well, then if everywhere was selling all that clobber,
yeah.
See, I'd give it a try. I think legally, if I had to give it a try, or I'd starve.
You'd starve for the day, yeah.
I would, but at the same time, it's just as easy for me to freeze a steak on a Monday and defrost it on a Tuesday. So, what a stupid idea, Pedro.
Boo that Pedro.
The worst part about Pedro's one, the bit that got me, was he wants us to do it. And you don't fucking live in this country.
Right.
You know.
Well done.
But if you want to pass your driving test, you got to win a race.
Brilliant.
Yeah. It's never put it to the max.
I'll say.
Put it to the max, to the max. Put it to the max. Now he's sat in the corner of the room. Hello all, Lion Rock here.
My father, the fuck that he is. That's what we in the industry call the Dave disease. He can he read or write, and up till now it's been fine and dandy. And we just lock him in the bike shed to potter around all day until his nightly toilet break. Turns out, however, he's learned to read and write thanks to some shit videos online. Now wants to mingle with us learned folk in the big house. I recently started a relationship with his wife, so I really don't want to allow him in. Can you help me keep him in there? Thanks.
Great question.
This
thank
is
you.
Like Ian. A big room.
Thank you very much, Lion. It's a great, great predicament he's got himself in there.
Yeah.
So he's.
Did you say,
he's got enough with his wife.
Yeah.
He's got enough with his wife. So that's a tricky situation, isn't it?
It's this guy's wife. Is that also his mum, is it?
I don't want to assume things. It seems that
could
way
be
on paper.
Stepmoms.
Maybe, yeah. So his dad has now learnt to read and write. Well done to him for
yeah,
a start.
Well done.
You know,
yeah.
That deserves some congratulations. However, in the meantime, Lion Rock has been a. Well. Rocking his partner.
I think what they could do is stick a sign up,
yeah.
Saying this way to the house, but actually turn it the other way.
Because
The dad can now read and write. He's just gonna go back to his shed.
Yeah. Very
think,
good.
Oh, I don't get out. Oh.
That'll buy you a few days at least.
Yeah, yeah. By Lion Rock, a few days at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the main issue here is, you know, the intercourse with the mother. It's disgraceful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Sinful is what it is.
It's bad on the mother's part
pretty,
as well.
Pretty is she?
That's
think?
Pretty though, it's pretty.
How do you know that?
I don't know that. I was going to say pretty, you know, awful story.
It is, really. I mean,
some guy shagging his
mum. The poor dad, who is possibly brain dead, you know, absolute stunts in the shed.
Well, if he's got Dave disease, that's it's not such a leap, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be brain dead, to be honest.
Might as well be.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Sorry we couldn't really help you, Lion. It's just a step too far for us. I've lived quite a tame life, it seems.
Yeah.
God.
Imagine.
I don't want to imagine.
I don't want to imagine.
Pretty weird you'd suggest we do that.
Yeah.
It's the final question.
Would you rather die right here and now or have to wipe Joe McGrath's bottom every time he makes a poopy?
Kill me.
Oh, God.
Kill 3 me. Times a day. Minimum.
Kill me.
Really?
Kill me.
Nah, probably twice. Probably one in the morning, one in the evening.
Kill me stone dead. How do I die?
You said you used to shit yourself a lot.
Yeah, just because I didn't realise what I was allergic to.
So I'd have to wipe his bum then?
Yeah.
On days out, I'd have to be wiping him. I guess you'd get used to it.
Yeah, you'd have to work around it.
I'd rather live, obviously.
I could eat healthier.
Yeah.
If I knew you had to wipe my bottom, I probably would eat healthier.
Could I live?
It's nice of you.
And kill Joe.
Can I have some sweet corn?
I can kill Joe, can't I?
Can you?
Whilst I'm having a poo, just stab him with the bum.
I'd just live and kill you. It's my heaven.
But he would die, he would shit himself when he dies, and it would be.
One last one, yeah. That's
one last one.
Last wipe.
That would be a big one as well.
Out of respect to you, I'd do it.
Get rid of all the oots and
oots. Well, would you want to live? Would you want to live knowing?
I'd do it for about 6 months.
And then what?
I'd eat cleaner as well.
Joe, would you rather die right now or learn to wipe your own arse?
I've got a good technique.
Yeah. Your dad's tongue.
I've been telling you, it's a lot easier if you use toilet paper.
I just go around on all fours and say, "Book, go on, sniff it. Lick that.
I eat lots of peanut butter.
Daddy's laid a pedigree chum. Where's the bags, Book? Pick it up. Go on, please. I fouled myself.
The settle, carry on a minute. The settle will be back on. Enjoy your spuds. We'll be back.
I'd rather die.
Fair enough.
I'd rather die.
I would have to kill you off, though.
Ready for it.
Just imagine if I killed him and then the detectives came around and said, "We got some leads," and he just shut back up.
He said, we've got some leads, and it's Joe's cupboards. Leather ones, studded ones.
we need to bring the canine unit in.
Fuck's sake.
I'd say we've collared him, but he already took care of that himself.
What a day. I feel abused.
Do you remember Dog's Thrust? It's death of a thousand cuts, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Why do you shag dogs?
Sorry, I don't think I do.
So I had to say something.
We don't know.
It was a bit rough.
So I'd wipe Joe's bum.
Yeah, I would as well.
Yeah. Well, what's Joe's alternative?
Wipe my bum.
Yeah, deal.
He's very quick for that.
He didn't give you any other option. He just demanded. He made a demand
of
you,
bum.
And you just,
wipe
you
my
just
bum.
Said, yeah,
deal.
I'll do that.
Max's first time producing the book.
Yeah. Wipe my bum.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. Woo. I've been joined by Ryan Locke.
Ryan.
Joe McGrath. And Cameron Green.
Thank you.
Thanks over in so the corner, we have had Max Smith.
Hey, Max Smith.
Woo! No, I think had the best joke of the podcast. Oh, well. Stay safe, stay humble, and chat.
Oh, yes. Oh,
it's a nuisance.
Oh, he got you.